Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, July 26th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Samsung claims it's developed a truly unbreakable display panel after receiving certification from the Underwriters Laboratories. The panel is made of flexible OLED, but also with a substrate that's been designed to hold up with repeated impact. The unbreakable panel, as it's called, is also covered by a fortified plastic rather than glass cover, which helps it flex during impact. Qualcomm is dropping its $44 billion deal to buy NXP Semiconductors. Chinese regulators rejected the bid. The deal would have been the biggest semiconductor takeover globally to date. Qualcomm had said on Wednesday it would drop the bid for NXP unless China reversed its decision and approved it before the deadline, which has now passed. The American Civil Liberties Union of Northern California said Thursday that Amazon's facial recognition system, known as Recognition with a K, incorrectly identified 28 members of Congress as people who have been arrested for a crime. To test this, the ACLU downloaded 25,000 mugshots from what it described as public source, then ran the official photos of all 535 members of Congress through Recognition. Of those 28 matches, the ACLU's test flagged 6 members of the Congressional Black Caucus. The ACLU is particularly interested in this since Amazon's Recognition has already been used by a handful of law enforcement agencies in the U.S. Facebook lost more than $100 billion of its market value after its latest earnings report showed slowing user growth. In the U.S. and Canada, which is the company's core market, monthly users were flat at 241 million. In Europe, user figures actually fell. Revenue in Facebook's Q2 rose 42% from a year earlier, but it also was the slowest growth rate since 2015, and the first time in 3 years that Facebook fell short of analysts' average revenue estimates. In other Facebook news, the company acquired Red Kicks, an email, messaging, and calendar app. Facebook plans to add Red Kicks features to its workplace platform for enterprise groups. Workplace debuted in early 2015 and now claims 30,000 businesses are using the product, although Facebook doesn't say how many of those companies are paying subscription fees for more features. Microsoft announced preview builds 17723 and 18204 for Windows 10 Insiders, including new emoji, a mixed reality flashlight view into the real world, and a new system for rolling out Windows updates that might include machine learning technology to predict when it's best to update your PC. In a blog post, the company says the new features can check to make sure you're not currently using your device before it restarts on you, but will also try to predict if you stepped away from the device just briefly, and will be back soon. Videoland says it's blocking Huawei phones from downloading its free VLC for Android app from the Google Play Store. In a tweet explaining the move, the company says Huawei's decision to cut all background apps except its own stops VLC's audio playback, and that was the reason for the block. The block may not apply to all Android phones. However, Android site For Android wasn't able to download VLC to the recently released Huawei P20 Pro, but could on the Mate 10 Pro and the P9. Finally, Amazon announced AlexaCast, which lets users switch from listening to music via the Amazon Music app to their smart speaker without interruption. The service is available starting today through an app update on iOS and Android. Similar to Spotify Connect or Apple AirPlay, users can tap the You Know Who cast icon and select the device they want to send streaming music to. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.